Good afternoon and welcome to the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM in Accra, on Love 99.5 in Kumasi, streaming worldwide at myjoyonline.com, X-Spaces and YouTube. We're also live in all 16 regions of Ghana via partner stations, including Radio Justice Tamale Lonyo FM Hohoi, Inkligi FM Boli, Castle FM Cape Coast, Oil City Radio Takrade, Ganga FM Jerpa and Radio Freed in Nandom. Coming up this afternoon, Speaker of Parliament to admit NPP minority's motion calling for a special committee to investigate the domestic gold purchase program losses as he declares there will be no cover-up.
I intend to admit the motion because we have to at least have an end to litigation. As to whether it's a loss or it's a cost, this House will have the opportunity to go through it. And please, Ghanaians are very intelligent people.
Well, we have details plus why the vetting of ministerial and Supreme Court nominees have been rescheduled. Also, incoming Majority Leader James Ogaga says there must be a comprehensive probe into the losses, including losses incurred under the previous administration.
So, in order for you to have a global picture of what has happened over the period, I mean, it's important for you to go down memory lane.
Also, this afternoon, New Patriotic Party says it fully backs the minority as they charge the caucus to use every parliamentary means to demand answers on the controversial 22 billion gold purchase loss.
Let me say this boldly and plainly, that the entire leadership of the New Patriotic Party, including the presidential candidate, not now, not until every question is answered in full and in public and under proper scrutiny.
Also this afternoon, passport applicants left unable to access online application platform as Foreign Affairs Ministry works to resolve technical disruptions. We have details coming up in sports.
Goalkeeper Ibrahim Danlad returns as Asante Kotoko completed a transfer window with 12 new signings.
And Interior Ministry says the new traffic tech system will not completely remove MTTD personnel from Ghana's roads as it prepares for a rollout next month.
MTTD engages also in public education. You know, we are hard on prevention of the consequences on the road. We will still need MTTD to do that job.
We'll also hear from some motorists who have welcomed the initiative, saying it could reduce road carnage and suspicions of corruption in traffic enforcement. And in the National Science and Math Quiz, record title holders Prosek Lagun promises different outing after last year's disastrous campaign ended at the quarterfinal stage.
While preparations may have been a bit challenging at first, we've been able to overcome all these challenges, and we hope that right now we are in the best possible form in order to bring the cup back home.
With these and more coming up with me, Mami Sinya Mitchell Thompson. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible. Tuesday. Let's start from Parliament. Now, Speaker Alban Bagwin says he will admit a motion filed by the minority seeking a full parliamentary probe into the reported $1.7 billion domestic gold purchase program losses recorded in 2025. According to the Speaker, Ghanaians deserve to know the truth about the issues at the center of the ongoing legal battle between the minority and government spokespersons.
The motion they have filed, which was received in my office on the 21st of August, 2026. Yes, 3 days ago. 3 days ago that it got to my office. I have gone through the motion myself, and I intend to admit the motion because we have to at least have an end to litigation. As to whether it's a loss or it's a cost, this House will have the opportunity to go through it. And please, Ghanaians are very intelligent people. They will listen, they will read in between the lines, and they will make their decisions.
Meanwhile, outgoing majority leader Mahama Yar'Adua says the $1.7 billion gold losses must be viewed in the context of government's efforts to stabilize the city and expand the volume of gold purchased by the state. Responding to concerns by the minority who have filed a motion to demand an inquiry into the issue, Mr. Yar'Adua argued that although the losses have increased, government inherited a system that was already recording losses.
I've also witnessed in this house that the minority has urged us to share the glory for the establishment of Gold Board with your flag bearer, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia. And I know for sure that in the original design that the NDC government inherited, according to you, there were still what you call losses. Even if the losses have increased, it is because this government have pursued policies that have expanded the volume of gold that has been purchased by the government. Those are facts, and you know the facts. In this house, we have consistently demonstrated that what you call losses are actually costs that this country has to pay in order to maintain the strength of our currency today. What you call as losses is cost that this country has to deal with as a result of maintaining the stability of our currency. All these things have been argued, and we have tried to make a case that this is perhaps one of the best policies that have ever been implemented by any government in this country that has stabilized our currency, that has strengthened our city, and that has maintained inflation at a very low rate up to date.
And that's outgoing Majority Leader Mahama Yar'Adua. Let's head to Parliament now and speak to correspondent Kwaku Asante, who joins us via Zoom. So, Kwaku, we expected that vetting of some ministerial nominees and Supreme Court nominees were to be undertaken today, but has been rescheduled. Do we know why? Kwaku Asante, can you hear me? You must unmute and speak to us. Well, it seems that we can hear Kwaku Asante, but let's listen to the speaker who was taking issue with the mode in which the president used to designate to tell that incoming majority leader is James Agaga.
The communication says acting because the president has no authority to communicate the change of the leadership of the House to the Speaker. And so it was actually done in error. This matter has come before the House a number of times. As a result, even in our current standing orders, we had to define the two terms, majority leader and minority leader. And clearly, majority leader, by our standing orders, says majority leader means a member of parliament designated by the majority caucus as their leader in the House. As you know, the practice is that the party under the hand of the General Secretary of the party communicates that decision of the party to the Speaker. That is what has happened so far. And because of earlier disagreement, we had to relook at it, and we all came out with this definition, which is captured in the standing orders. I want to clarify this. So the procedure today may look different. That is why you still see the majority leader is still on his seat, because he's still the majority leader, until otherwise communicated by the party and then decided by the caucus and the information passed on. Then you have the usual cases that that we done on the floor.
Well, on PM Express last night, we spoke to James Agaga. We'll listen to him shortly. But let's try Kweku one more time, who is currently in Parliament. So, Kweku, we know that the vetting of some ministerial nominees and Supreme Court nominees have been rescheduled. Tell us why.
Yes, Mami, this morning we expected that Mahama Yar'Adua would have been vetted to the Ministry of Local Government. Dr. Zanetto Ajiman-Rawlings would have also been vetted to Environment, Science and Technology, and one Supreme Court nominee. All of that was supposed to take place around 10 o'clock, but at the very last minute, we understand that has been cancelled because the appointment committee want to hold itself in readiness. Our understanding is that on Thursday, whatever the processes they have to undertake, including receipts from the National Security on the security clearance of all the background checks of all these nominees, would have been concluded. So we expect that on Thursday, the vetting will start. All of that will be concluded so that every nominee will be considered by the House before it takes its recess on Friday.
Well, we just heard the Speaker of Parliament take an issue with the mode through which James Agaga was introduced as the next majority leader. Has anything changed today in Parliament?
Not really. The proceedings are yet to get underway, and we expect that Mahama Yar'Adua will continue to sit in that chair as majority leader until he is vetted and approved by the House or a decision is taken on him before he will formally hand over to James Agaga. As far as the party is concerned, there are no bottle issues. In fact, yesterday, the General Secretary of the NDC was in Parliament and officially presented James Agaga as the person the NDC is putting forward as the majority leader. We understand the documentation we worked on, the General Secretary will present a letter to the Speaker to that effect, confirming the designation that the President outlined in his own letter.
So what will be the main business in the House today?
Well, it appears the Banks and Specialized Deposit Taking Institutions Bill, which is part of the reasons why the President requested the session of the House, will be taken care of. Because the government says it's certain important legislation that you have to deal with for the security and safety of the banking sector, it is going to be dealt with between today and tomorrow so that those ones can be cleared, and then a vetting and approval will be done on Thursday and Friday.
All right, Kweku Asante, there's Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent. Well, let's now listen to Majority or Incoming Majority Leader James Agaga, who spoke on PM Express last night, insisting that a comprehensive probe into the losses made, the 1.7 billion losses made, should be investigated.
As a result of the domestic gold purchase program, which was designed to shore up our currency, the performance of our currency against the dollar, it was a deliberate government policy. So we had to spend money, the Bank of Ghana had to spend money to achieve those objectives, right? So today nothing has changed. The IMF report itself says the only thing which has changed is that under this government we have scaled up the domestic gold purchase program as compared to its scale under the previous administration.
So you want to extend the time.
I mean, those are the proposals, so that you can have a global picture.
So you're not limited, because from what I understand, this motion that has been submitted by the minority focuses on 2025?
Correct? Yes. Yes. So in order for you to have a global picture of what has happened over the period, I mean, it's important for you to go down memory lane.
Well, the NPP says it fully backs its leader in Parliament, Alexander Panyumaki, in his quest for accountability over the 1.7 billion losses incurred under the domestic purchasing program. Listen to Henry Nanabwachi, the New Patriotic Party's national organizer, earlier at a press conference.
He did not sit with the document and answer them page by page in good faith. He stood on government platform at the seat of the president himself at the Jubilee House, and a series meant to promote transparency and accountability. And he used that platform to insult and vilify. He called the concerns of the elected representative of this country reckless. He called them bereft of facts and common sense. He called them barefaced liars before he had even finished laying out his facts. Ladies and gentlemen, that platform does not belong to Mr. Jamfi. It does not belong to NDC. It belongs to the presidency of the Republic of Ghana. It belongs to every Ghanaian. When a public officer takes the platform and uses it to insult and vilify the minority in parliament, instead of answering them, he does not disrespect one man, but the entire parliamentary group. He disrespects the office of the presidency. He disrespects the institution of parliament. He disrespects every Ghanaian who was watching, waiting for real answers about their $1.7 billion.
Henry Nana Boache is national organizer of the NPP. Away from that, scores of passport applicants have been left stranded following a technical issue affecting the online application platform passport.mfa.gov.gh. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs says it is aware of the difficulties customers are experiencing and is working to restore the service. My colleague Stephen Mensah joins me in the studio with more. So, Stephen, what has the ministry said about the disruption?
Well, Mami, the statement from the ministry is dated 25th August 2026, and it states the Ministry of Foreign Affairs wishes to inform its valued customers, particularly those who may experience challenges accessing our website for passport applications, is currently experiencing technical issues and is therefore down temporarily. Our technical team is feverishly working with the National Signals Bureau to resolve the problem as quickly as possible. We sincerely apologize for the inconvenience this issue has caused. The ministry will provide an update once the problem is resolved.
All right. And has the ministry indicated when the platform is likely to be restored?
Well, Mami, not yet. The ministry has not given any specific timeline for restoring the platform. It says it will provide an update once the website has been restored and is fully operational. So for now, applicants will have to wait for further communication from the ministry.
All right. Thank you, Stephen Mensah. Now, the Interior Ministry says the rollout of a new traffic monitoring technology that detects violations through cameras, with offenders receiving evidence of the offences and the corresponding penalties directly on their phones, will not completely eliminate the presence of personnel of the Motor Traffic and Transport Department, MTTD, from Ghana's roads. Speaking on News Desk on the Journeys channel, Public Relations Officer of the Interior Ministry, Julius Anthony, said MTTD personnel will still be needed to perform other duties on the road. We'll hear from him shortly, but first let's hear the details from the Interior Minister, Muntaka Mubarak.
We are currently rolling out the traffic check. So you cross a red line, you just receive a test measure, you cross a red line at Sawam traffic, and at this time, and this is you, show you the evidence, and then show you what to do, how to pay the offense. If you fail to then pay, then now we'll go after you. The police will no longer come and ask to bring your driving license. They will not come on the road. IGP has already announced that. The cameras have already captured. When this thing starts, they are not going to keep their old ways of doing things.
We can now hear from the Public Relations Officer of the Interior Ministry, Julius Anthony, who says MTTD personnel will still be needed to perform other roles and will not be completely removed.
MTTD is not going to completely leave the road simply because the system has been automated. People who default, for example, must somehow be made to face law enforcement one way or the other. MTTD must play their role in that regard. MTTD engages also in public education. You know, we are hard on prevention of the consequences on the road. We will still need MTTD to do that job. When there is a need to prosecute people for violating the road traffic offenses, we will still need MTTD to do that. Then we want synergy between the institutions. As of now, the whole process of the implementation of traffic tech is being conducted not only interagency-wise, interministerially, and also even within the arms of government, because we need the judiciary to enforce these laws when it comes to the offenders and in terms of prosecution. All these agencies are currently in sync on the matter. And so when the implementation starts, you have the agencies working together.
Well, let's head to the Accra High Court, where the Signal Bureau boss's case is being recalled. And Fatal Bayega is there for us. Fatal, tell us what happened in court today.
Maniso in Criminal Court 3, Samuel Atacha, who is lead counsel for Edubo Ahen, prayed to the court for an adjournment, informing the court that Kojo Opon Kroma has filed another review application at the Supreme Court, challenging his decision or his earlier decision to dismiss his Interlocal 3 injunction. So basically, he said that case will be heard on the 2nd of September. So the court should adjourn the this trial until that particular decision is made. But the Deputy Attorney General Justice himself opposed that and said that the mere, you know, tendency of that application before the Supreme Court should not halt or arrest this trial at the moment, and pray to the court that it should be dismissed. The trial judge, Francis Apanga Chibonga, then agreed with the Deputy Attorney General and said that since the substantive case was, you know, determined by the Supreme Court, he is unable to adjourn these proceedings, and then ask Atachia, dismiss it, and ask Atachia to continue with the trial. So basically, that was what happened. And Atachia then continued the cross-examination of the fourth prosecution witness.
And there's also another case, the buffer stock case. Well, what can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. I've not seen the lead counsel, Godfrey Yeboah Adame, in court at the moment. But today, what is going to happen in this case is that the prosecution will be bringing its first witness. So basically, what will happen is evidence in chief. That's when a few questions will be asked the prosecution witness by his own counsel. So that is scheduled to happen in the next few minutes here at the Accra High Court.
All right, Fatal Bayaga there, court correspondent. You're still listening to the Midday News. You're enjoying 99.7 FM. We'll take a break when we return. In the National Science and Math Quiz, record title holders PrivSec Legon promises different outing after last year's disastrous campaign ended at the quarterfinal stage.
While preparations may have been a bit challenging at first, we've been able to overcome all these challenges, and we hope that right now we are in the best possible form in order to bring the cups.
Mamesi Asante Kotoko have reinforced their squad with 12 new signings ahead of the 2026-27 football season. Six of the new arrivals are foreign players, including 22-year-old Moroccan goalkeeper Abdulwahid Maroud. Ibrahim Danlad, he has also returned to the team after first joining the club in 2016.
I came here as a young boy, and even when I was leaving, I was still young, so I was having that kind of dream that definitely I'm going to be back, and then I continue the good works for this club. I went outside the country, and the kind of experiences that I just got over there, and then even within my certain culture, when I was here, I had my challenges and let's say the good moments as well. So a blend of all these two, definitely there's going to be a big or a lot of changes personally and also in terms of playing. So we are growing and then we are getting matured in the game and also in terms of personality.
Before I go, Ghanaian defender Oscar Nasser is on the verge of signing for Spanish side Real Madrid from Granada.
Thank you very much, Mubarak. Now, a key, a knife, and a 12-year-old girl running for her life. Her crime? Allegedly taking what wasn't hers. Her punishment? Wounds carved into her back. In this feature by Anas Sabit, he exposes the hidden scars of child discipline in Ghana, where 85% of children reportedly experience pain instead of love.
For 12-year-old Akusua Mansa, not her real name, a key became a weapon. Her stepmother accused her of stealing a key and some money. The punishment? The sharp edge of a key dragged across her back, her arms, until she bled.
She used a key in her hands. She first lapped me a number of times till she saw blood on her hands, and then she washed her hands and then used the key to scratch my back and hands.
Neighbors intervened. Police arrested the stepmother.
I cried, and our landlord heard it. He then rushed to help. When he came, he saw the blood in my shirt and a part of the shirt torn apart.
Between 2024 and 2025, the Bono East region recorded a steady increase in child abuse reports. ASP Ama Nyako Winifred is the Bono East regional head of the domestic violence and victim Victims Support Unit.
As of 2024, involving purely children, we had 36, and in 2025, we had 38.
Child protection agencies are now calling for stronger enforcement of existing child protection laws.
Our opinion leaders, when issues of child abuse crops up, they shouldn't interfere. They should let the law take its own course.
The woman who hurt Akosua is behind bars for 4 months. This story is brought to you by Joy News in partnership with SOS Children's Village Ghana.
Now, at least 23 lives have been lost to abandoned illegal mining pits in Ashanti region, and a significant number of them being miners. Although 19 bodies have been retrieved from those pits, the remaining 4 are still trapped. Emmanuel Barikweku reports.
Across the Ashanti region, many pits originally operated by illegal miners remain open and abandoned, posing danger to residents.
The issue of illegal mining continues to bedevil our lands.
Speaking at the commissioning of the new office complex for the Minerals Commission, Regional Minister Dr. Frank Amakohene recounted that more than 20 lives, including children, have been lost to the pits. Many of them, he says, were farmers accessing their farmlands for produce. As a result, he emphasized that the Regional Security Council, with the support from the Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, has begun reclamation efforts to cover all abandoned illegal mining pits dotted across several communities.
As I stand here, I said officially, within the period under review, 23 lives have been lost, only because they were going to their farms and fell within pits that were left uncovered by miners within the various areas. As part of the 23 people, only 19 people have been recovered from these pits. The remaining 4 of them, we've not still been able to find their bodies. This includes 11 children whose future has been cut short because someone in his quest for money left a pit uncovered within some of these areas that leads to farmlands, among others.
Dr. Amakohene further noted that the government, in collaboration with the UK government, has erected permanent camps and structures along rivers in the region to be occupied by forest guards to safeguard the forest and water bodies. For Joy News, I am Emmanuel Bright Kweku.
National Science and Math Quiz record title holders, Presbyterian Boys Secondary School, Presec Legon, are promising a different campaign this year after last season's shock quarterfinal exit. Team members spoke to my colleague Collins Frimpong.
Well, preparations may have been a bit challenging.